So in choosing which symbols we talk about and what connections to Christ we talk about, I want to give you something very, very practical. I want your covenants to become very, very practical. And I want to talk about an element of our religion and an element of our faith that often goes neglected. And yet I would suggest that every time you go to the temple, Heavenly Father is waving his arms in reminder of an oft-neglected principle. Turn with me to the Word of Wisdom. Let's start in the Word of Wisdom, section 89 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Now, the Word of Wisdom is a multi-level discussion. Verse 4, one of the reasons the Lord says he gave the Word of Wisdom, which we won't talk about today, is verse 4. It is a warning about a conspiracy to control our lives. Clearly, those are all the addictive things that the Word of Wisdom talks about. Let's set those aside for another day. All of the control, look at verse 4, section 89, verse 4. In consequence of evils and designs that do and will exist in the hearts of conspiring men, I have warned and forewarned and given you this word of wisdom. So the word of wisdom is a warning against addiction and being controlled and all of that. That's a subject for another day. I'd love to have that, but not today. So please, when I say word of wisdom, I need you to stop thinking about what 99.9% of the time we think about when I say word of wisdom. I want to set this subject aside and go to verse 3. Unfortunately, the word of wisdom has taken on a whole life of its own that the only thing we really talk about is what I call verse 4 conspiracy items. Let's talk about word of wisdom verse 3 principle. Word of wisdom is a conspiracy and a principle. And my worry is that the conspiracy dominates all of our conversation. I have never heard a discussion in Sunday school or priesthood or relief, not that I go to Relief Society, but I've never heard a discussion in a church class where the word of wisdom becomes the principle. Every time I ever hear word of wisdom, it's the conspiracy. Please set that aside. And please allow me to talk about the way we violate the word of wisdom in its principle. Notice in verse 3, this is a completely different subject, that the word of wisdom is given for a principle with promise, adapted to the capacity of the weak and the weakest of all the saints who can or will be called saints. So, do we adapt how much alcohol you can drink? Do we adapt how many cigarettes you can smoke? Do we adapt how many narcotic drugs you can take? Clearly, we're not talking about that. We've got to set that aside. Let's talk about the principle with promise that's adaptable to each one of us. There is a whole other aspect to the word of wisdom that's adaptable. I have to live it differently than you do. I have to find how it works in my life. And the way it works in my life is not going to be how it works in your life. So we've got to stop comparing and stop dictating and stop pointing the finger. But we do have to understand the principle with promise. Now, in this case, we have to go to the promise to understand the principle. We're going to jump to the promise and come back and see if we can find what the principle is. So go to the very end, the promise. Now I'm guessing you've probably never paused and thought about the promise of the word of wisdom. Let me ask that you look at this with a whole new set of eyes. All saints who remember to keep and do these sayings, walking in obedience to the commandments, shall receive health. Now, my guess is that's where we end the sentence. You think the word of wisdom is a law of health. And that is not it. Certainly related. Don't want to diminish that. But the blessing of the word of wisdom is that you receive health. Have you ever noticed this phrase? The promise of the word of wisdom is that you will receive health in your navel. Now think temple. You will receive health in your navel. What is health in my navel? Now, we get a little confused if you think about what your navel is. I don't want a healthy belly button. That is not the goal. And we're not even talking gut or stomach. We're talking navel. And he uses that word very specifically, and he uses that word in the temple. So we got to begin to relax our eyes a little bit and see beyond belly button. Why would he say navel? Not what is my navel, but let me ask, what was my navel? It was center. It was lifeline. It was connection. Tell me what happened through my navel. Let me use this picture. Let's look at this picture for a minute. Tell me about my navel. I had a center, a connection, a tube connected to whom? My mother, a parent. I was connected to a higher source. I was connected to parent. Now tell me what happened through that navel. She sent nutrients to me, and I know we don't like talking about this, but I didn't pee in her womb. I did what? She pulled it out. She sent nutrients in and pulled out the waste. My navel was a source of nutrients and a relief, an escape. Now you have to turn to the temple. You've got to now relax your eyes a little bit and stand at the veil. Tell me how, think, don't tell me. Think about how you're connected to deity. It's the same idea. Do you see the picture? It's this image. Through the navel. I am connected to Heavenly Father through the navel. Now, I don't know what role Heavenly Mother plays. I don't. But given the fact that I was connected to my mother, I just leave that to you. I am connected to a higher source of power. I have a spiritual umbilical cord. And every time you stand at that veil, he's reminding you that you have a spiritual navel. And you are connected to God. He is not far away. He is not in some distant world. He is connected to you. He feeds you. He takes. He puts in, he relieves, he strengthens. You are that close to God. You are connected through a spiritual navel. Now I want you to think about the ask when you are reminded about the navel. And let's go back to the word of wisdom. Tell me if you can see now the principle. Going back to the word of wisdom, what's the ask? What's the principle? Notice he said, it's a principle with a promise. We've talked about the promise. Can you extract the principle? Think about it. What's the principle? Tell me the biggest, one of the biggest, I don't want to say the, but one of the biggest influences on the health of your spiritual navel is what? The condition of your physical body. Obedience to these principles in terms of how you take care of your body. I'm just going to let you think about that. You control the flow of nutrients from Heavenly Father by how well you take care of the instrument they gave you. You have a physical body, and the principle is the condition of your physical body, the appetites of your physical body. You know where I'm talking about? The passions of the physical body. They have to be kept within the parameters God has set. And I know we don't talk about this a lot, and some of you don't even think about this a lot, but you are slowing the flow of nutrients from Heavenly Father when you don't take care of the instrument He gave you. You are slowing down the nutrients. So let's talk just some practical. You want to make your temple covenants very practical? You will increase the flow of nutrients from Heavenly Father to you through that spiritual navel if you take better care of your instrument. Now, I don't want to turn this into a lengthy discussion, but let me just throw a few things out. Your instrument needs rest. And so many of you do not give it the rest it needs. And that is affecting the flow from Heavenly Father. It is very hard to feel spiritual nutrition when you're tired, when you're sleepy. You want to find Jesus in the temple? Sleep better. Take better care of this body. It needs rest. I would suggest that the biggest violation of the word of wisdom for many of you in this room is lack of sleep. We're tired. We do not govern our life well enough to allow the body the sleep that it needs. And guess what's affected? I'm going to bring this picture back up because I think that's, guess what's affected? I'm kinking my navel because I am neglecting the instrument He gave me to connect with Him. Appetites have to be kept within His parameters, and that includes taking care and resting your body. Tell me what Heavenly Father did after He spent 6 days creating the earth. He rested. Tell me what He was saying. What parameter was He giving? Work hard and then rest. If you are not paying attention to your rest, you are neglecting an aspect of your covenants that is affecting flow of nutrients from Heavenly Father and interfering with His ability to take some of the painful things out of your life. Change your rest and watch your spirituality increase. Health in your navel if you obey the principle and take care of the instrument. So not just amount, but when, and take thought for What am I sleeping on? That's one example. Let's talk about fuel. Putting the right kind of fuel in your body. None of you would be surprised if I put the wrong kind of fuel in my car if I had problems with my car. And yet, somehow we expect to have a fully functioning body when we don't put the right fuels in. Now, this is where it's adaptable. Are the right fuels, are the fuels that are right for me right for you? No. And you have to know, you have to be smart enough to know what foods don't work for you. And disciplined enough to say, I understand what that food does to me and the effect that it has on me. And as much as I love it, I want a healthy navel. And so I'm going to forego. I'm going to keep my appetite, my passion, my desires within the parameters the Lord has set, within the principles that affect the flow of nutrients. Right fuels. Can I tell you something interesting? My children have a lot of mental health issues. I have 7 children over the age of 19. And I would guess all but one is on mental health medication. A lot of depression and OCD in my family. So I have taken many children to the doctor to see if we could find some help for depression and different medicines. The first visit is always describe your symptoms, and then there's a prescription. Without fail, there's an up and then a down. And the medicine we were on, that child was on, isn't working. Not like the way they expected. So we always go back. And every single time I've taken a child back when the medicine isn't fully working, the doctor has said the exact same thing. Can you guess what the conversation is the second time? It's not try a medicine. The second conversation is, what are you eating? What are you eating? And I have watched my children who were willing to change the fuel they were putting in their body, and it had a dramatic change on their mental health. And I thought about standing at the veil and being connected to God through my navel. You have to take care of the instrument if you want the revelation to flow. You want the help to flow. Rest it. Fuel it. Keep going. What should we talk about? We could have a whole lot of conversations, right? You need water in greater amounts than you're giving it. You need sun, sometimes in greater amounts than you're giving it. This is the thing about the word of wisdom, is it's adaptable. If you start to pay attention, your body will tell you what it needs. Your instrument of revelation will tell you what it needs to have a healthy navel. And this is where it's adaptable. But the idea is your appetite, your passions, everything affected to the physical body have to be kept within that principle. If you obey the things, if you take care of the instrument, your connection to Heavenly Father increases. I testify, and He is reminding that every time you go to the temple. Now, if I can speak in code, you have a reminder of that, don't you? You keep a reminder of this principle. Where do you keep that reminder? Not tucked in a closet, not in your scriptures. You keep that reminder in a very prominent place. Have you ever looked at it and thought about, oh, I'm kicking my navel? He has given us, he is waving his arms and jumping up and down and saying, do you understand why you don't feel great? Do you understand why maybe today you feel distant from me? Do you understand why the distance between us seems to be great today? It's because of your navel. It's because you are neglecting to follow the rules and keep them within the bounds that the Lord has set. You get to decide how much revelation flows through your navel. You can't ignore what your body is telling you. You cannot not listen. It is my testimony to you that he put a reminder on you, a constant reminder that you can increase or decrease the flow of nutrients, helps. You can increase his ability to take painful things away if you take better care of your physical body. We live in a physical world and we cannot ignore that physical world. Your religion has very much to do with how well you are taking care of your body. I leave you with this from Ezra Taft Benson, 13th president of the church. The condition of the physical body can affect the spirit. That's why the Lord gave us the word of wisdom, not the conspiracy, the other side. He also said that we should retire to our beds early and arise early. Bounds the Lord has set. Keep your appetites, your passions, your gaming, your social life within the bounds the Lord has set. He's told us to get the rest that we need, that we should not run faster than we have strength, that we should use moderation in all good things. Food can affect the mind, and deficiencies of certain elements in the body can promote mental depression. Rest and physical exercise are essential, and a walk in the fresh air can refresh the spirit. Wholesome recreation is part of our religion. Now, this was 86. What made its way into the proclamation 9 years later? Wholesome recreation is part of our religion and is a necessary change of pace. Even its anticipation can lift the spirit. Elder Holland went a little bit further, and I love what he said. A drugstore psychologist, I quote Elder Holland, who cares about the drugstore psychologist? Elder Holland once said that people need three things to be emotionally healthy. This is what your body and your soul and your spirit and your mind, this is what it needs in order for it to have a healthy navel. You need someone to love. You need significant things to do. And you need something pleasant to look forward to. He was speaking to a group of brethren. He said, brethren, make sure your wife has something pleasant, something genuinely fun to look forward to regularly. If you don't keep your appetites, passions within the parameters he has set, he cannot send the nutrients he would like to. Your physical, mental, spiritual, your health has a dramatic effect. And if you want Jesus more fully in your life, take better care of the body. Fix it when it breaks. Go to the dentist. Go to the doctor. Get the medicines you need. Get the fuel you need. Exercise. Unfortunately, many of you do what? You wake up in the morning and go to work and sit. And then you go home and sit. And you wonder why Heavenly Father feels maybe a little distant. Oh, this is such an easy thing to fix. This is completely in your power to have more revelation flowing in your life. You have a navel. You and God are connected at the navel. But the way you treat your physical body has a tremendous influence on the flow of nutrients. I testify of that. Those of you who've been endowed, tonight when you go home, would you look and remember why you have a reminder about your navel? Rest your body, fuel your body, give it what it needs, take care of it, and watch revelation flow. Watch how he can be a part of your life in greater ways. Of that I testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.